بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة البقرة 16. Enabling us to recognize Allah Ta'ala. خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا أنزل من السماء ماء كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا وأحياكم. So this whole surah is to enable us to recognize. Commitment is proportionate to recognition. To recognize something, then you give the commitment. Recognize, you understand, so you give a commitment. You recognize and enjoy a ride. So you can travel from here right to Johannesburg just to enjoy that ride. Ride, sometimes it is ride and the company, sometimes it is the ride, the company and the ambience. So you enjoy all that and you don't mind giving for that. Sometimes it is a business, right? You recognize the value of the business. You can travel from one part of the world to the other part of the world just for the business. So your commitment is proportionate to your recognition. Understand the thing and you give a commitment. Majnun, he recognized Layla. So the king heard the story that it's not the type of love that people get caught up in this day. Do not say it was a halal love. That also was not a permissible thing. They didn't talk to each other, nor did they see and meet each other. But it was just that love. So the king got to know about it. This Majnun is gone really bonkers. In your slang was, you say bonkers, off. So the king called him. In fact, called Layla to see how, what's so enthralling and exciting that this person goes off his head just because of this one year. When he saw Layla, he didn't get too excited. He said, oh, what is he thinking about you? So she understood. My looks and all are not charming to him. When she understood, she says, you see, to appreciate Layla, you need to have the eyes of Majnun. You don't have the eyes, you don't appreciate. So this recognition, and that recognition must touch your heart. And once it's touched the heart, then you're flying. The Ummah has done everything for progress, but what it hasn't done for progress is try to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And that recognition is the bottom line. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ يَعْرِفُونَ. So then we haven't recognized, we can't give that commitment. So we can give bayan upon bayan, and that recognition is all there. So you won't give that commitment. Any other silly thing you give a commitment. Someone will give a commitment just to play in the snow. You hear of youngsters, right? Youngsters being under 40. And they hear a snow there. Here, ladies, man. So everyone will move there. Just go to see, just to witness that thing. So 4-hour journey, 5-hour journey, nothing. But just to go and play. So what is it? Just recognition. When you recognize something, then you want to give the commitment. So now this life Allah Pak has designed, one opportunity of a lifetime, nothing to be repeated. So this entire surah then, it ends up with something similar. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then the most outstanding words in this whole surah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. the Shahab al-Azizah Rahman says, Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum is the most outstanding. Therefore, the next surah, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal Hayyu al-Qayyum. So this surah also has got it, and that surah has also got it. So I was trying to work out now why it's that Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum, why it's so magnificent. So you're reading up, then you start to say, oh, I see. So the entire life revolves around Qayyum. Because he originates life and he maintains life. He originates life and he sustains life. See, as you stand, right, there are systems that are working within yourself. Respiration, right? Your circulation, then digestion, then the nervous system, right? Then the cardio, right? All these are different systems within working within you. I have to ask you, if they collapse, then your mental well-being. And I ask you, do you have any share in the well-being and maintaining all these things here? The mental well-being, the nervous system, the digestion, all your eyes can do is to see, right? But the ability to be able to grasp and then to recognize. You grasp it, and then you recognize it. Again, that comes from Allah Ta'ala. Nobody's got any share in that. Absolutely. Yes, you can turn your eyes, but the ability to grasp it, and then to recognize it, identify, right, that this is Zaid, that this is Bakr. Who's given that ability? So all this is coming under Al-Qayyum. So Al-Qayyum means the one that is originating, and sustaining. So he sustains all life. And he is absolutely real. See, he is real and alive. He is life and real. So his life is not like your life. The fundamental difference is, everybody's life is subject, is dependent to his will. Yeah? The switch of life and death is in his hand. He wishes you are alive, and he wishes you gone, no more. So the whole switch is in his hand. So he is responsible for life, and life is dependent on him entirely. But he himself is self-subsisting. In other words, his existence is not dependent. He doesn't depend on anything for his existence. And everything else, whether it is the son or the son's grandfather, right? Or no grandfather, but whether it's the son's grandfather, everything is dependent, is in need of him. His command, and you carry on. His command, and you flat, khalas, the son is gone. He's a shamsu kuvirat on the day of Qiyamah. It's lost its light, kuvirat. Different explanation is a shamsu kuvirat, lost its light complete. Wa idhan nujumun kadarat, all broken down, they crashed down. You know, the best word I can look for is shattered and broken. You know, you think of a glass and it's shattered and broken. Don't you? But the best word I could find, shattered. What impression it is broken, complete into pieces. Najumun kadarat, idal jibalu sugirat. And the mountains are first crushed, and then they're flying like cotton wool. Watakunul jibalu kal ihnil manfush, cotton wool flying, flakes. Now you get a flake of cotton wool. I think it's just moving like that. Carded manfush, carded cotton wool. إِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. The 10-month pregnant camel is left unattended. The most valuable property in a Bedouin's life is a pregnant camel. But we didn't live in the valley, villages and all that, so we don't know the value of these things. So had you been living in India a little bit for a taste, for gush or something, understand that. so that the buffalo, the she one, right? That thing is kept near the house. And they will show it the love like they show their own child. Beta, mera beta. And that thing also takes, understands all the symbols, the signals, everything. Because the owner understands that this thing is producing 35 liters of milk every day. That's the livelihood. So why won't he make it the beta? All I have to give is just pass some fodder and that thing clean. 35 liters of milk. Now, 1 liter of milk, India is about 200 rupees, right? So you can imagine what a business this is. So it's the beta, they keep it near the house, show it love, and they pat the thing all the time. Now, this animal that is so precious, pregnant, about to deliver, and that thing is left unattended. Can you imagine how serious that day will be? That thing is also left unattended. Isharu uttilat wa idhal wuhushu hushirat. And the wild beasts will be gathered together. Imagine snakes, scorpions, lions, tigers. They're so terrified. All are gathered. All assembled. So terrified. Can you imagine now the velocity, the severity of that day? Wa idhal wuhushu hushirat. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And the rivers, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ, the oceans, you know, as we stand now presently, then the oceans have got natural barriers. The natural barrier, it prevents the water from coming over to the earth. But then on the day of Qiyamah, إِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, that thing will get into a swell and it will break all the natural barriers flowing into the earth, mixing up with the waters of the river. There's no barriers now. This water, salt and fresh water, is all mixing up. Idhal biharu sujjirat. So there'll be a swell here. What is going to be the cause of the swell? Different reasons, what they say. Some say that the sun will be thrown, right? So now obviously the sun has lost its light. So it won't be like what it is now. But then that will cause about a swell. Brings about the swell, and that it will break all the natural barriers, breaking into the earth, and all, and then with that thing, the sun gets into the earth, and the entire earth is turned into an inferno. All things inferno. إِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. Then, people will be grouped according to their ranking, their status. Someone asked that, how is Allama Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali? He asked some Buzurg, how is it? He said, are you asking about Mawlana Saharanpuri? You're asking about Mawlana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You're asking about them. So these two people will be taking the lead, and a whole ummah of people will be behind them. One side is Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib, one side is Mawlana Yahya Sahib. So maybe wonder now, this is recording Sahib Rahman's Malfuzat, but why is he taking an entire ummah? So the only thing my mind could go towards is Mawlana Yahya Sahib is the ustad of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, right? Inna Shadimab. Then he brought about the thousands of changes and got people alive, right? Got them into work, activated them, right? Throughout the world. Then, as a result, many people went to madrasas, went to khanqahs. There could have been other reasons to go to madrasas and khanqahs, but this is something that is visible, perceivable, that we relate to, right? So many people were activated, right? And still it's carrying on. One istima they're putting, sometimes 500,000, 1,000,000 Pakistan arriving, they have a crowd now. Approximately 500,000 only old workers. Old workers, that means, old workers means that you don't have to guide them. Each one is buzzing himself. Tahajjud is carrying on. Wazifa, Quran Sharif, Namaz. No encouragement, no targheeb is required. Now, it's an istima, brand new istima. You make targheeb, brothers, like Namaz time, come for Adhan. Yeah, they just from 2 hours, 3 hours before tahajjud, banging on the way. What a sight must have been, huh? Like we just saw that about 5 months ago or 4 months ago, they had that ijtima. So all this is in the credit of Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. See, your work is proportionate to your ikhlas. The life of your work is proportionate to your ikhlas. Ikhlas, nothing is got life. No ikhlas, so it may be there for a few days, and then with you, that thing also goes. And it's got ikhlas, then that work carries on, whether you're around or you're not around, but that thing carries on. This is ikhlas, the sincerity. So Allah Ta'ala has made this commodity so easy that any person, a common person, or an alim, both can import that ikhlas. And see that the minds and the hearts are filled with ikhlas. And then that gives life to the work. See the life. It gives life to the work. Wherever you are, but the life, that work is running. So وَإِذَنْ نُفُوسُ زُوْوِجَدْ People of one class will be classed together. So people that were punctual on namaz, they class together. Rayyahin, people that used to keep a lot of fasts, right? Ramadan, out of Ramadan. So they are classed together. The Sabirin, they are kept together. Then the Qanitin are together. So according to the rankings, they will be grouped. And today, I don't think it's difficult to understand what this thing refers to, right? Because the world over now, you've got gays, and gays take out their processions, right? Lesbians take out processions. So they want to identify, they want to recognize each other. Nuwalli ba'da zalimina ba'dan. See that? Allah Ta'ala joins the zalim together. They want that, so they join together. Nuwalli ba'da zalimina ba'dan. This person is joined to that person is joined to that person, but you join. وَإِذَنْ نُفُوسُ زُوْوِجَتْ So then those that are paband on the tahajjud, right, they are grouped together. These people with the tahajjud guzar, they grouped accordingly. All tahajjud guzar. And I say, in this day and time, that there's no need, there's no reason for a person saying that I miss out my tahajjud nowadays. But the night is so long, starting at 6 o'clock, ending at 6 o'clock, and then to be seen, no, I missed it, I missed it, I overslept. There's no proper reason. So long nights, it's just a matter of programming yourself that after Isha, no meeting, no mulaqat, no phone. Absolutely no phone. And more especially, when you're passing through these Mubarak months, unfortunately, we didn't take notice of Dhul-Qa'dah, right? Starting from Dhul-Qa'dah, now in Dhul-Hijjah, the second of Dhul-Hijjah, aren't we? Dhul-Hijjah, then Muharram. Alright? Ma la yudraku kullu, la yutraku kullu. We didn't get the full. Right? But now that we come to our senses, Dhul-Hijjah is already the Muharram month, plus the Hajj month, plus the Qurbani month, plus the best days in the Islamic year, the first 10 days, all the plus here. So we got Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, at least these 2 months we have got, right? So, what can we do to preserve the good? Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says that these Mubarak months are such that if someone evaluates them, values them properly, he recognizes them, he values them, takes full use of them, then the barakat of it lasts the entire year. But he must value this time. So Allah Ta'ala throws opportunities, alright? You can't fix yourself the entire year, fix yourself at least for this period here. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, then Rajab, that's before Ramadan, right? Before Shaban, right? So evaluate yourself. Now when you say evaluate yourself, in this day, you know, how can you value, add a value, attach a value to yourself? How can you attach a value? Well, the circumstances are such that things happen and you get to know it straight away, right? This morning someone was here, as I complete my sabah, one person was waiting. So he's explaining that now that he's quite wealthy, right? He says, before, I'm quite wealthy, very well off, alhamdulillah. but I got a problem. So asked what's the problem. He says, before in drugs, you know, crack. You get to know the names also from them. Crack, cocaine. And the thing is so bad, you see, you must have a relapse. You can't say that I was weaned off it and I won't have a relapse. Allah will save us, our progenies. No, there's nothing to be proud about. Hashim Mahfaz says, there's nothing to be proud about. Absolutely. Can be as pious as ever. What's going to happen to your child? In one generation, what's going to happen? Just in one generation. So is there anything that you can be proud about? The only thing you can take protection is hold to the rope of Allah Ta'ala and hold very, very firmly. That's the only security now. See, the flood is coming, and it's coming with that force that nobody can stand. You're training your child to be good, right? You're making him a hafiz, etc. But then after that, he's got the wings of freedom, and then what happens? In a few years, that he's a changed person, totally. People come and say, hey, but he's not the same person. We knew of this person here, you know, Bakr, we knew of. But he's not the same Bakr. He's not the same Amr. What we knew of 30 years ago. That 30 years ago was a different person. Now he's a totally different person. How can you have done this? See what happens. So can you be confident? Can you be proud of anything? So the only thing that you can hold on to is the rope of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَتَسْهِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah Ta'ala and hold firmly. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُسْقَى. And that rope is such, that handhold is such, that it's unbreakable if you hold on to that. But you must hold on it and hold on it properly, unbreakable. I'll come back to the story of the drug stories now, inshallah. Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. So in the past, say, 15 or 20 years, so he was the most recognized muhaddith of Pakistan. Most recognized. In the circles of hadith, he was the most prominent, well-known. Who's great and who's like Allah Bakr. But from what we hear from Pakistanis, etc., ulama, he was most prominent and most recognized. He's a student of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali. And I say this, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah had about two good students, you know, that overtook everybody. One was Mawlana Salimullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, completed in Dioban, but all the Ibtidai primary works, took 5-6 years he studied here. Then he taught in Jalalabad, then over, he eventually moved on to Pakistan. So his karamat was, he completed his hifz in 1 month. No? 1 month. You were to challenge him, you said? Huh? You didn't even try it. 1 month he did it. Flat, 1 month. Ramadan came and whole, just 1 month and he completed the hifz. So it's never too late. You can start even now. But he had the determination. That was like karam. In 1 month flat and he did the whole hifz. And then this, a lot of the senior ulama today, like Mufti Rafi Sahib, Mufti Taqi Sahib, all are his students. Right? So his students are top also. He was Hazrat Ji Ramadhan's top student. 3-4 of them. Allama Rafi, then in the Jamaat circle, Jamshed, right? All these were his students, Hazrat Ji students. Then they flourished. Whoever went, whichever side, whichever direction they went, and they flourished. But as we're talking about the Buzurganadin, some isolated stories that I heard from some of them, personally, I'll talk about Salimullah Sahib. Jamshed came here about 3 times, because he's single. So I thought, let me go and meet him, respect, out of respect, Hazrat Ji student, let me go and meet him. So he tells me about the old days, how it was in Jalalabad, and then he was a resident of Thanabol. He says, I used to take up the water to the second floor at Hazrat Mawlana Thami Sahib Rahmatullah's residence. I used to take it. And he was so brilliant, when he was about 10 years of age, Hazrat only asked him, Bacche, tumhari kya umar hui? Bas, that's all he asked. He said, from the next day, what he used to do, he used to bring the water, and he would announce that Pani Agaya, water is here. So he wouldn't enter. Before that, he was entering the house. Now it's Parda. Right? So he says, Pani Agaya, to bring up the water. So Maulana had a lot of liking for him. Or Jamshed says, Maulana had a lot of liking, he used to deliver the water every day, diligently used to bring it up. Now, with this water here, we understand how difficult it is to carry the water, especially if you're living in a flat situation, how it is. But then diligently, when they gave themselves, Allah Pak allowed them to shine wherever they went. Then at the end, when he had to move on to teach, etc., Thangai Sahib Rahmatullah made the dua for him. Don't worry, wherever you go, you will be bright, you will spark out, you will stand out, wherever you go. That was the last dua that Father gave him. But we're talking of Mu'a Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah. So his recording, someone passed it on. I heard the recording. So this was the last bayan that he had given before he passed away. Passed away just before, a few days before he passed away. This was the last bayan that he's given. So that bayan was mostly directed to ulama, students, etc., that type of people. Right. Now, his warning, he says, it's nice if someone can get this thing here. Just pass it out. He says, Daratawa, I'm warning of one thing. Nayi Roshni. If you translate that Roshni, it's like enlightened Zamana, right? So what it means, modernism. Right? I'm warning you of the modernism. Right? Because this modernism, the way it's taken people by surprise, just wipe them off their feet. And then he goes on to say, even ulama, even Muftiyani Kiram, even senior Muftiyani Kiram, and it's wiped them off. The safe road is the way of the old. The way of the old, that is the safe road. Sunya has caught its dangers. Then he says in the Quran, just before he passed away. So now I'm seeing Lama posing for photos. Then they're getting into mixed gatherings. Then the movies are coming out. These are his approximate words, 10 statements. The movies are coming out. Now, all this is not in conformity with the old original teaching. He says, even though you may say they are amongst the Sadiqeen. He says, to find the Sadiqeen is not a simple thing. You can't just say, alright, he got the Khilafah, so alright. No, Khilafat is not an endorsement that this person will never go off the line. Some people think, I got a Khilafat, so I'll never go off the line. So it's not an endorsement. It's not an endorsement. And he's begging, please, just maintain, just keep to the original way. Because this thing is coming in such a force that anybody can get wiped off. When I heard that bayan, then I'm thinking, alright, how do you explain this whole concept? How do you explain the concept? Because every day you're getting a new story. Like I told this morning, was a drug story, right? You're hearing a new story. But then how do you keep yourself safe? There must be a way. When there is a challenge, there is a crisis, right? Then Allah will create a solution as well. But then if you look for a solution, you'll find it. But now that crisis is so heavy, now how do you look for a solution? How do you find that thing? So the only thing I could think of is a railway track, right? Now the railway track now, say, look at the railway track properly, right? Now they've got the new railway coming from Makkah to Medina, Munawwara, right? So it takes you about 2 hours from Makkah right to Medina. Just 2 hours flat and you're there. Super fast, not fast, double super fast. What would take you normally 6 hours, now in 2 hours you are there. From one end to the other, in 2 hours you are there. Now, there's two things that are required in this train. One is that it must be on the track. Right? That's the one requirement. And number two, it must have that engine. If it's got the engine and it's got the track, then it can cover the distance. So exactly this is our lives. Our lives, we need an engine and we need a track. Maybe we are not super fast, not super, super fast. We're not that fast, right? But if we got the engine and we got the track, inshallah, we'll reach Madina Munawwara. But you don't have an engine, or you're not on the track, can you ever reach? You don't have an engine, you don't have a track, can you ever reach Madina Munawwara? You can't reach. So now, our duty is now to look for two things. One is, when I thought about this, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, one is you need to find a suitable engine. Alright, someone maybe like a slow coach, someone maybe very fast, right? But find an engine that is suitable for your requirement. See an engine that is a genuine engine, it's got the power, it's got the capacity, it's got the strength. You may take the time to find the engine. Because the engine is not lying anywhere and everywhere. Right? So you must look for the engine that is suitable for your needs, for your requirements. It must be a genuine engine. It must be something now, someone paid about a couple of billions to import a train from Germany somewhere. And now when they brought it here, they saw that it's a little bit too high, not getting the wires on the top. Now billions are gone. Allah knows what happened after that, right? Right. So you have to take the time to look for the right engine. Right. It must be right, it must be suitable for you, it must see to your requirements, it must take you to your destination. So take your time to find the engine. It's got the compatibility, it's got the strength, it's got the might. It is an engine, genuine, right, one. Number two is that engine must be on the track. You have to be on the track with that engine. That engine has to be on the track. So as good as the engine, but it's off the track, good, sound, powerful, roaring, you know, the power, energy is roaring away, but it's off the track, can it ever reach you? Can it ever take you? So you need to have an engine, but that engine has to be on the track. If it's on the track, it will take you. Right? Some engine may be a little bit slow, someone may be super fast. Super fast is taking you in 2 hours. The one is a little bit slow, it will take you, but it will take you with a little bit of delay. Maybe that will take you 2 hours, it may take you another 6 hours, right? But it will take you to where you want to go to. Now, this Mawlana Salim Khan is saying, you can't find the engine nowadays. Anybody and everybody you're giving your hand to, but he doesn't have that energy, that power. Or he's not on the track. I'm telling you, I'm explaining what he's already explained, right? He doesn't have the energy, or he's not on the track. So when he doesn't have one of these two, then you are doing this just for your mental appeasement. No, mujhe kisi ke saath taalluq hai. I got some taalluq with someone. Bas. So is there anything further than mental appeasement? So when we're giving our hands, then it must be someone that is an engine. He's got the strength. He's got the capacity. Mustafa Rahman was explaining. One person came to him. So he says, I want to take biyat, but there are two buzrugs around, you know. And I'm worried now, whose hands must I take biyat upon? He's also a saintly person. He's also a saintly figure. So now, he's asking for mashwara, al-mustasharu mu'taman, right? The one that is consulted must be very honest. He must be true. Wal yushir bima huwa sani'un nafsi. You must do exactly what is right. Then you can't be biased, you can't be prejudiced. Even if it's working out against you, walau ala anfusikum awil walidain, it's going against your near and dear ones, it's going against your integrity, but he's come to you to ask and to consult, so you must be very fair. Because he's trusted you, and now you being biased, you coming on one side or the other side, are you fair to the person? See? So now he's coming to this buzrug here, that these are two people available now, who should I go with? So that buzrug told him very, very easily. A simple example says, you see, بہت بزرگ. بٹ میں آپ کو کیا بتاؤں, آپ کو یو نیڈ ٹو گو ٹو حج رائٹ, اینڈ ون کین ٹیک یو ٹو دلی بیکاز یو اسٹینگ پر سہارنپور, یو کین برنگ یو اپ ٹو دلی اور فردرسٹ ٹو بامبے, اینڈ دا ادر ون ان ون اسٹروک ول ٹیک یو ٹو مکہ مکرمہ. سو دیٹس انف, دیٹس انف, ان ون اسٹروک دس ون ول ٹیک یو رائٹ ٹو مکہ مکرمہ. سو یو میک اپ یور مائنڈ واٹ یو ویش ٹو ڈو. He's got that capacity, he's got this capacity. So you need to understand which track you want to go through. You want to go to a certain point and remain stagnated, or you want to go and you want to go right to Makkah Mukarramah, right to your destination. But then the third requirement that I'm seeing of my own, for you to reach, then you must remain on the track. Then you can't say, no, hey, we've been on the track for so many days, you know, explain these points. People don't understand. See, where everything has gone off is that kisi ke par aitimad nahi, they don't have the trust. Aitiqad nahi. So when they don't have that level of faith and trust, they can't move. As much as you would like them to move, but you can't see them moving. So I have to explain them through an illustration that they can't move, right? Imagine now, you are a child now, you want him to excel, right? Now you want him to excel, so 2 months, you send him to Al-Falah. Now the next 2 months, you send him to Orient, right? There's a moment that Hartley Road is better, man. So next 2 months, you send him to Hartley Road, right? No, Spinger Beach is better, man. Here is a more Islamic environment. Took him away from here, brought him here. What will make of the child? What do you mean a kebab? What will happen? Will the child have a direction? He won't have a direction. Because for the education to go well, there's several things that go into the play, right? One is the tutors, you must be compatible. They must be compatible with you. You must be compatible. You understand each other. So the tutor knows, alright, this man here has given himself to me. I am responsible for this child here, for his assignments, for his works. He's a maths teacher. And, he's my student and his father has given him to me. And this child is dedicated. When he's dedicated, now I must give myself to him. Like you'll hear of some teachers now, high school teachers. Let's say, you know, we can't get over that Mr. Yaqub Patel, marhoom now, right? He still has a lot of liking for Ansari Sahib Rahmatullahi. He has all his tafsirs and all that. So he said, we can't get over him. Because he should teach that maths, and he should see to it that you got it right in. He won't just say, all right, read this thing and carry on. No. He will take that additional time and see that thing has gone right into you. Zaid may have, he was there at the time. He'll see to that it's gone right into you. So now, you see, the teacher will give you that dedication when you give that commitment. Now, you're not giving the commitment, you know, he knows that you're going to be here for a month or two. So he's not so concerned. Right? I need to teach you just as a routine. My duty, my routine, so I'll teach you. But this child is giving a commitment, and this child means some business. Then I need to do real business with him. So we don't have that. Now when we have that commitment in there, then we're not looking at night and day, we're not looking at high and low, we're not looking at mood and no mood. We just say, hey, I must just remain here. The train will shout today, Siti bajayega, bare shordar, bare shandar, huh? It'll make a big noise, the train. Tomorrow it'll be comfortable, the region will be serving tea. All these things will happen in the train, right? What is happening? But you, under all the circumstances, you must just remain committed to that track. Eventually, inshallah, you'll reach. You'll reach Makam Kurama, you'll reach Madina Munawwara. But the requirement was remain on the track. Don't move. So that's the problem in this day. So we're talking about the drug story, right? So what we can do for this Mubarak month, unfortunately, we didn't talk about this in Zulqa'dah. We should have spoken about it from Zulqa'dah and explained. But Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah says, that you take care of this, then your whole year goes right. This Mubarak month, you take year, take or whatever you got left now, 3 months you got at least, let's take care of it. By the grace of Allah, Allah, pray to Allah, beg Allah, Allah, and He gives us the tawfiq, that ability to look after this, whatever we got there. Zulqa'dah, Azul Hijjah, Muharram, and afterwards Rajab, right? So we're coming to back to this drug story. Man is saying, now I've got unlimited wealth I've got. I was in the drug, cocaine, everything. I tried everything. And just by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, I weaned myself out of it. So alhamdulillah, I got nothing to do with it. But now his words, I'm just quoting, re-quoting his words. He says, now I'm drugged up with a drug that is 100 times worse. You know, when he mentioned this, I'm wondering, aur usse zyada kya badhiya drug ho sakta hai? What can be worse than this? Usse bura kaun sa drug hoga? This man is giving his own story. Apni aap biti suna raha hai. Own story is giving. So he says, now I am hooked on this phone. And I can't just get off it. And I am 100% sure that this thing is hundreds of times worse than the drug that I have to be taking. Because it's consumed my mind, my heart, my thinking, my reasoning, my behavior, my family life. Everything has been affected. Everything, not a thing has been affected. I was on the drug cocaine, right? I would have taken it once in a month or something, get too high and all that, and then I would bust. I resume. This way I'm going to sleep, I got it. Namaz time I got it. After namaz I got it. Getting up in the morning I got it. And the variety of things that it's showing, you know. And I can't resist showing this thing here, showing that thing, showing the third thing and the fourth thing. And everything is showing, right? And then, when I fight with my mind, then I say, but ulama are appearing on these things, so it can't be haram. So on the one side I got a war within my mind. One side of the mind is saying it's haram, right? Because of the type of things that is appearing. And then the other side I'm looking at it, but ulama are appearing, in mixed gatherings they're appearing. So how can it be haram? See, now my mind is in such a state of confusion and jumble that I don't know what to do. And I'm 100% sure that this is 100 times worse than the drug that I was used to. So at least the dedication that we can give to Allah Ta'ala for this Mubarak month, right, is we'll just take leave from the phone. For this month at least, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and then Rajab, right. Just for this month, we take off from this thing. See, right? We pray enough with you, a lot of things. And if you genuinely need, then just a simple phone. Just a simple phone. And then if you need for your business reasons, leave it at the business counter. Business office only at the time of business, you are doing it. After that, you are free. You don't have anything to do with it. But that is if you want to give a commitment to Allah Ta'ala. You won't say it's haram. Can you say that? Some commitment. لَن تَنَعُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You want to climb up the higher levels of righteousness. So you can't reach until you don't give up those things that you love. Until you don't give out, that is charity, right? You don't give up what you love. So if there's an attachment to this, and you can't seem to be giving it up, then at least for these few months, something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this type of verses is revealed, then you get a person like Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, and the most precious commodity was his bayruha. Gave it up. Only for the sake of Allah ta'ala, I'm giving it up totally. And now that thing is now right in the precincts of the Madinah Munawwara Haram of the Madinah Munawwara. But now that Quran Sharif had a magnificent effect on them. They heard it and straight away it went. They heard the Quran Sharif and the Quran Sharif just went straight into their hearts. There was no hesitation, no barrier. That is why Rasulullah Pak was afraid for three things of his ummah. Three things, he was very much concerned. One is that wealth must come up, wealth must surface, and people begin to chase. They compete, right? And I see we're all in the chakra, right? I see he's pulled out some car, I want it. He's got an investment, I want it, right? Investment is going in Turkey for 16%. Al-Baraka, I must get it. I mustn't get left, right? Doesn't our mind work like, even in namaz, even in front of the multazam, even for the Panada Rosenberg, Allah Pak, make it happen like that. No, I'll give a lot of money after the Badrasa, I'll give. So you're making a bargain with Allah Ta'ala. You're making a deal with Allah Ta'ala. Right in these muqaddas places, but your mind is all in that. There's a fight, right? Sometimes it's in the mind, sometimes it's real. One friend of mine was in He took his father to Shifa Hospital last week, right? So now, as he's just about to leave the hospital, he heard some gunshots. Heavy gunshots. So now, see, what's happening now? As he just left, so you see, we'll be all in the same chakra. I'm not showing this for excitement and entertainment, I'm showing what chakra we are in. We all in that entertainment, that fighting business. Even the Qurbani people, hey, what this Chacha Sadiq is going for? He must have overtaken me. What service is providing? Where is getting the goats from? Is it fed, grain fed, or is it fed from the pastures? Where it's fed from, right? So I ask you, that fight, is it taking place or not? So anyway, you got to know after that that the drug lords were fighting it out. This person is old in the area, and this person is new in the area. So this person that is new in the area, he wanted to take the whole market. So they couldn't see. And then there was an ensuing battle. This person shot that person. Dead. Punished. Class. You see, but what I'm saying is, we can't now isolate ourselves from this. We're all in the same jam. So I was explaining to the children, you know, ab to traffic mein itna jam ho gaya, itna jam. Agar kahin jana ho, to pehle anjam socho. Sahi hai nahi? پہلے انجام سوچو. ٹریفک میں اتنا جام ہے, پہلے انجام سوچو بھائی, کوئی مجھے جانا ہے یا نہیں جانا ہے. There's so much of problems in the traffic now, and before you undertake the journey, think now, hey, must I go for the journey or not? Now, at least about 5 people complaining now. They're coming from Maritzburg last week or something, jammed up 6 hours, can't move, right, left, front, backwards, they can't move. But all these things here, they come with lessons, right? So one person is complaining, you know, I got a short fuse. I can't just hold my temper. I will tell you, you give examples, the person understands better. You don't give an illustration to an intelligent person also, he can't grasp the concept so well. So I explain to the person, see, imagine yourself to be in a jam, like this Maritzburg jam, right? This is after camp and everything was there. Imagine yourself, you caught up there, right? Now you short fuse. Are you hooting away, shouting, ranting and raving? I ask you, all the motor cars around you, what will they do? Some people that will be more civil, they'll smirk and they'll do this, isn't it? Those that are a little bit short fuse, say, hey, what's wrong with you? Shut up now. Won't they say that? So there will be mixed responses, right? Some will ishara se kuch kaam karenge. And someone that is a little bit more bold, they will say, shut up now, what's wrong with you? You're causing a confusion here. You're frustrating us now. What is happening? So what's the most sensible thing to do? Right? We're all caught in this now. Let's be calm. Whenever this thing eases up, we'll come out of the whole jam. Otherwise, what you must do, you ask for a helicopter and get airlifted. That's all. Can there be any other solution? No other solution. But just be calm, composed, and the thing will ease up. To understand, this whole world is a design of Allah Ta'ala. The design of Allah Ta'ala has already been decided millions of years ago, right? Decided. You're not going to alter that design. So understand, try to work out how much you live under the circumstance. It will happen, whatever happened, will happen. You're not going to change, you're not going to alter. But understand how much you manage yourself under the circumstance. You're going to wear a kurta or a clothing, that thing will become smelly, it will become dirty. Now you can't say because the kurta I'm wearing becomes smelly and dirty, therefore I must not wear a kurta. Can you say that? You will come into this world, you'll have hair on your head, right? Hey, this thing is always coming now. Best thing is I must just finish this hair complete, take a laser and finish it off, no hair. Can you say that? You can't say this thing. It won't happen. You came here, you'll be smelly, you'll be dirty, you have to clean yourself. You clean yourself today, tomorrow you clean yourself again. This is an ongoing process. Understand how you must manage yourself. So whether it's a marital problem, whether it is a domestic problem, whether it's a business problem, understand how to manage. And understand there is a thing like taqdeer. Allah has already designed this thing here. You're not going to alter the thing. But yes, you must understand how you must manage under any given circumstance, how to manage yourself, you must understand. You can't alter the plan of Allah Ta'ala. You can't complain why it happened. Now you imagine you're stuck in the whole traffic and you're shouting, hey, you don't know what's going with this country here. All going to the dogs. Anything going to happen? No changes, no alteration. Oh, it's flooding here, we're not getting water. So you'll keep shouting, ranting and raving, ask you will get anything. The right thing is look alright, under circumstance, what must I do? Look for one plan, second plan, third plan. You look something, Allah Ta'ala put some thought in your mind, and you can steer out of this thing here very easily. Just to show you one plan, right? One plan. So, when there was that looting carrying on, you know, and the essentials were not coming through, right? People got milk, right? But other essentials wasn't coming through. So I'm thinking, what I'm just asking them, what do you mean by essentials? I'm still registering. And that few days I was so heavily jammed in the madrasa, so I couldn't think what was going out. I didn't know what was going out. But at night now, I got to know right, what's happening. So now you're not going to get tomatoes, onions, potatoes, you're not going to get. Sorry, I got the story now. So I'm thinking what to do. So you can't fall into a depression. You can't give up your courage. But the means Allah Pak has given you, employ the means and look now what you must do. So I thought to myself, you know, this India people, they're very clever people. They'll scheme something and they'll work it out. They'll work out. We underestimate them because they can't pronounce things like how we pronounce it, right? So we'll make fun of them. But really, they got it. They're very sharp. They can get right to the passport, right to the visa. They can do everything. And you're still battling here. What the other thing is happening? They can work around everything and they can go. Now, our problem is we consider them to be second class. Not realizing that we're falling backwards. Alright, if we used our brains, right, we could have also made things happen. So, I call on India Maulana. I know you're a schemer, right? I know I had to make him understand. You can make it happen. So take his 5,000. And any amount of potato, onions, tomatoes you can get, just bring it. So you sure? So, yeah. He bought a whole stock. The whole neighborhood came to know about it. Everyone started taking. But you can alleviate, you can make things happen. You have to go one road, another road, second road, third road, you made it happen. But now you get into a frustration, into a depression, into a despondency state, right? So you're not good for yourself, you're not good for the neighborhood. Allah doesn't want that. لا تهينو ولا تحزن. لا تهينو ولا تحزن. And you saw something happening, then you're not supposed to be giving up hope, not supposed to be falling into a grief, not supposed to be overreacting to the circumstance, but look for a solution under the circumstance, what is to be done. You look, and look for yourself, look for the neighborhood as well. How much you can reach, you reach that much. Surprisingly, in the neighborhood there's quite a few Hindus. Hey, uncle, we need some potatoes. Give them. Potato, onion, give them. But if you fell into a frustration, despondency, this country is happening, this is happening, but you're not good for yourself, you're good for the people around. And if you remain calm, cool, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thought about the thing, alright, you can make a plan here, make some adjustment, do something, you're good for yourself, you're good for people, you didn't bring about despondency or depression for anybody. But just a little bit of understanding, thinking, alright, how can things can be adjusted, improved, how you can make it work, and you bring about so much of hope in the people. Where there was despondency, you bring about hope. That's the work of a Muslim. That he doesn't allow despondency to overtake him. Any situation, he can make it work. Bring about hope. Worst of situation, he can make it work. But that is when you trust in Allah Ta'ala. Hope in Allah Ta'ala. Don't allow that depression, despondency, all these type of things to overtake you. So, we started today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the whole world is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. So, to give you an understanding, Allah ta'ala introduced himself to you. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And I say the whole gist of the whole surah, of the entire Quran is this al-qayyum. Because you think to yourself, that if it wasn't for Al-Qayyum, would you be around for a second? He is maintaining and sustaining life, every form of life, from the smallest bacteria to the biggest of elephants and whales, to the malaika, to the clouds, to the heavens, you name it, and He is sustaining. Nothing can remain. Nothing. Then I went on to say, the Shamsu Kuvirat, right? This coincidentally, I didn't plan to say that. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوْوِجَتْ. Now imagine what an embarrassing situation would be on the day of Qiyamah. All the gays are standing there, right? Isn't it embarrassing? Totally disgusting. Now, see, when you write an answer, so I say the writing and the talking is not everybody's work. You can't water it down. Someone talking of something, the answer could be right, but it could be watered down. Now you say, oh, alright, to have the thought is not a guna, and to do it is a guna, right? So you're watering the thing down. If someone tells you, you know, I've got a deep feeling, deep feeling for your mother, you know, but it's just a feeling, I'm not going to do it, I don't have any intentions, right? But you know the feeling I got for your mother. You know, I met one American, right? So he's telling me, he's talking about the hearse that side. He says, there are feelings for the dead that's coming there. And they send the thing, whatever they need to do, they will do it. They're in charge of the hearse. He's telling me personally that they do the thing there. Now, it's your mother that's there in the morgue, right? Your sister, your daughter. And this is the type of response you get from them. You know, we don't do it because that's a guna. But we have a deep feeling for your mother, for your daughter, all that. I say, is that on? You can't talk it. You can't talk like that. You can't keep your boy on. So I say, this speech and writing is not everybody's work. You have to think short term and long term. To understand sight, understanding what's going to be the short term effect, what's going to be the long term effect, then you put something to paper. You just go and say things like that. See, one person came to ask, Mawlana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, says, what is the wisdom that women are not supposed to be doing the qaza of the namaz in the state of haze, right? But they must do the qaza of the sawm. They must do the qaza. Namaz, no qaza. Whereas namaz is first position, imaduddin. But roza is about comes about the fourth, right? But roza, you must keep the qaza, and namaz, no qaza. So, Mawlana gave that answer. It was a woman that was asking. Then, if you ever miss out that qaza, itni maar padegi, itni joote lagenge, ke sar ke upar ek baal bhi nahi rahega. What? You will get smashed down so badly that not a single strand of hair will remain. Right. Now, this auntie got terrified and she went away. I'm not going to ask this question again. Finished. But then, after that, some students that were around said, but what's the wisdom? Tell us. So, Ma gave one-hour explanation of the wisdom. Hey, he opened it out. And too beautifully opened it out. You know. He opened it out, and so beautifully. So, when he opened it out, now the students are asking, but why did you give the same answer to this auntie? That auntie was asking the same question. You didn't give her this answer. But when we asked, you opened the whole thing out, and so beautifully. This thing doesn't have the capacity to digest. Yes, it understands. What it understands? It understands the stick. Right? The child doesn't understand. Right? What it understands is the velan. What? The mother's velan. If you talk to him about jail, say, what jail is a play? We're going to play the catching game, we'll play that. He doesn't know what is a jail. But you warn him about the mother's velan, hey, you'll get it. Now the child gets terrified. This is what the child relates to, identifies to. This is what that elder relates to. So now, if you've got a capacity, understanding like these people, then you are supposed to be writing, then you're supposed to be giving a bayan. And if you don't have that capacity, then you can water things down. We will not say that what you're saying is wrong, but I say, what effect this has? Like someone says, you know, I got the feeling for your mother, deep feeling, man. If I had a chance, I would just jump in. But I won't do it because it's haram. I ask you, is it on? Not on then. So you don't have to understand what you're writing down. You're not only looking within parameters, You understand that where this thing is going to lead up to. Allah will finish.